In the flat passageway, at the speed he was now running, that would mean a nasty tumble at the very least. Or suppose they ran into a jumble of bones at the head of one of the little stairways. She tried to block the vision of Roland swooping out into blackness like a crippled high diver and couldn't quite do it. How many of their bones would be broken when they crash-landed at the bottom? "Shit, sugar, pick a number," Eddie might have said. This flat-out run was insanity. But there was no choice. She could hear the thing behind them all too clearly now, not just its slobbering breath, but a sandpapery rasping sound as something slid across one of the passageway walls, or maybe both. Every now and then she'd also hear a clink and a clitter as a tile was torn off. It was impossible not to construct a picture from these sounds, and what Susanna began to see was a great black worm whose segmented body filled the passage from side to side, occasionally ripping off loose ceramic squares and crushing them beneath its gelatinous body as it rushed ever onward, hungry, closing the gap between it and them. And closing it much more rapidly now. Susanna thought she knew why. Before, they had been running in a moving island of light. Whatever that thing behind them was, it didn't like the light. She thought of the flashlight Roland had added to their gunner, but without fresh batteries, it would be next to useless. 20 seconds after flicking the switch on its long barrel, the damn thing would be dead. Except, wait a minute. Its barrel. Its long barrel. Susanna reached into the leather bag, bouncing around at Roland's side, finding tins of food, but those weren't the tins she wanted. At last, she found one that she did, recognizing it by the circular gutter running around the lid. There was no time to wonder why it should feel so immediately and intimately familiar. Detta had her secrets, and something to do with Sterno was probably one of them. She held the can up to smell and be sure, then promptly bashed herself on the bridge in the nose with it when Roland stumbled over something, maybe a chunk of flooring, maybe another skeleton, and had to battle again for balance. He won this time, too, but eventually he'd lose, and the thing back there might be on them before he could get up.